Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The Trump administration Justice Department wasting no time making sure that there is no local resistance regarding its immigration policy. The Justice Department is directing all of its federal prosecutors to investigate any state or local officials across the country who stand in the way of the stepped-up enforcement of immigration laws under President Trump. That's according to a memo obtained by the Associated Press. In addition to apparently targeting local officials, the memo also instructs them to help identify state and local laws and policies that threaten to impede Trump's immigration initiatives and to potentially challenge those laws and policies in court. The memo also says the department will return to the principle of charging defendants with the most serious crime it can prove. That's a change from the Biden administration policy. And it was announced this morning that the Trump administration is canceling travel plans for refugees who had already been cleared to resettle in the U.S. And man is dead after a violent mugging in Coney Island. Police say 53-year-old Michael Shalonik was in an Uber on Fifth Street and Neptune Avenue on Tuesday when two men pulled him from the back seat, brutally beat him, and then robbed him and ran off. Sadly, he died a short time later at Maimonides Medical Center. Anyone who knows anything about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Five people were treated for minor injuries after a house fire overnight in the East Flatbush section of Brooklyn.
And that fire started by a tenant burning incense upstairs. Homeowner Chatteram says it happened just before 1 a.m.
I went with the fire extinguisher and they had fire extinguisher, but she told me she panicked and she looking for me. When she called and she opened the door, the fire gushed out.
He says he's shown everyone in the house how to use a fire extinguisher.
Oh, it's hurt too much. I just got confused. I don't know what to say about it now.
But it only gets worse.
So do you have anywhere to go?
Not right now, but I'm talking to my niece to see if she could go by her house, but I'm going to wait
to
see.
And Chatteram says before the house is boarded up, he wants to get his Bible inside. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in East Flatbush.
The trial begins today for the three men accused of killing two people while targeting victims at gay nightclubs in the city. The three are accused of slipping drugs, including fentanyl, to men leaving gay nightclubs and bars in Hell's Kitchen, then stealing their phones and credit cards, making money transfers, and draining their bank accounts. Two of the victims died from a lethal dose of fentanyl. A total of five suspects were arrested in that case, and three of them, Jaquan Hamilton, Robert DeMeo, and Jacob Barroso, are standing trial for murder and conspiracy. The other two accepted a plea deal. Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine and community leaders will be commemorating Peace Week today in Times Square. This marks the 15th anniversary of Peace Week, which was founded by Erica Ford and established by then-Mayor Bill de Blasio. It was created in response to the level of shootings in the city and communities not coming together to solve their problems. And the purpose of Peace Week, Ford says, is to bridge divides across communities and to provide resources and tools for conflict resolution and violence prevention.
If people work together intentionally, we can not only reduce violence, but we can bring a strong sense of hope and love back to our communities. And that's what Peace Week is all about.
Ford, who's known to some as the Peace Doctor, says she's proud that Peace Week is marking its 15th anniversary. New concerns today about a rise in homelessness in New York. State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli is out with a report saying the number of homeless individuals in New York State doubled during the period between January of 2022 and January of 24, an increase of more than four times the national average. DiNapoli says the spike was in large part due to the recent rise in asylum seekers here in New York City, but there were also large increases in several other counties and other parts of the state. In the wake of the new data, he's calling on Albany to examine how current housing resources are being used while also taking more action to directly address homelessness. Mayor Adams is touting efforts by his administration and the NYPD to get illegal guns off the streets in the five boroughs.
I'm proud to announce with the police commissioner that we have removed more than 20,000 illegal guns from our streets since the day I was sworn in as the mayor.
The mayor says the gun seizures have contributed to a 32% reduction in homicides and a 42% decrease in shootings since the start of 2022. The City Council's Committee on Waste Management is holding an oversight hearing today on the City Sanitation Department's snow preparedness plan for the winter of 2025. Acting Sanitation Commissioner Javier Lohan is among those who testified today.
Of 175 vehicles requiring service during the recent snowfall, 166 were repaired and returned to service before the end of the weather event. This achievement underscores the resilience and commitment of our staff, even as new challenges emerge.
Another topic of today's hearing is a pair of bills that would increase penalties for business owners who fail to remove snow and ice from their sidewalks after a storm.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.